Hi, this is Liz.
And this is Kim.
Thanks for joining us for the 18th episode of Season 2 of Keep Up with Liz and Kim.
Well, more exciting things are happening in Ada, Liz. The Ada Township Hall is going to be built starting next year, and they're going to be doing some design meetings coming up on August 18th and 20th.
Awesome. If you guys want to participate, make sure you put these dates on your calendar. It would be great to see what the new Ada Township Hall is going to look like.
Yes, those will be held at the Amy Van Andel Library at 5 p.m. each of those evenings. So come be a part of that design process.
Okay, and another thing coming up is September 3rd at 1 p.m. We have the Ada Covered Bridge groundbreaking. It is at the park. Come join us. It's on the south side. You'll see a big white tent. You'll see, you know, signs to direct you. This is a great thing to come see what the new park final designs look like and just get to know people in the community there.
This groundbreaking is one of my number one things that happening this fall. So exciting to see this project moving forward.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I know the kids are very excited for the splash pad.
Yes, that's a big one. All right, we're very excited to have a proud Ada native, Dr. Sammy Saladar, on the podcast today. He was excited to return to his hometown to practice dentistry. He was immersed in the world of healthcare from a young age, sparking a natural curiosity that ultimately guided him into this profession.
All right, we're super excited to have Sammy. All right, Sammy, we always start with the hardest question, but tell us a little bit about yourself and Ada Family Dentistry.
Oh, wow. Well, my name is Sammy Saladar. I'm a general dentist in Ada, and I'm married to my wife, Michaela. We have a almost two-year-old, Cooper, and my wife's pregnant, and she's due in about a week.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Congratulations.
Yeah. A lot going on, but I grew up here in Ada, went to Four Sills Northern. Did my undergrad at Michigan State, dental school at U of M, and I've always wanted to practice in West Michigan and specifically Ada back home. And I worked up in Rockford for a little bit, first 5 years of my career, and then wanted to buy an office. An office in Ada was for sale. The same time I was looking, it worked out perfectly. It was a dream come true. That was about 5 years ago, and here we are. In Ada, it's a dream come true.
That's amazing. So what do you love best about being a dentist and a dentist in Ada?
I think originally I really liked the art and like just prepping teeth and kind of the artistic cosmetic side. But really, as I've kind of grown into being a practice owner, I really like the relationships. I think that's what really drives me, getting to know all my patients, meeting new people, learning about all the crazy things that, you know, we talk about, learning about their jobs, learning about just fun facts. It's really cool. I really like that.
And yeah. That's something we talk about a lot is relationship building. And I think that is what is really very special about Ada is the people that are here and the relationships that you build and the connections you make in this community.
It really is a special community. And coming back from coming to high school, you do get to meet a lot of people you are you went to high school with, or even your teachers, family that you've known for a really long time, family that you've played soccer with or sports with. It's really cool. It's really nice to see.
And it truly creates that like small town feel too.
Yeah.
Because you as a business owner also know the other business owners, and we as you know other entities know all of you guys as business owners. So it really does create that like small town feel.
I agree. I think we take care of each other too. Like Ada business owners come to my office. I, you know, go see them at their restaurants or businesses. I think it truly means a lot.
It does. It's a full circle.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is the most challenging part about starting and growing a business, especially in dentistry?
Yeah. So when I took over in 2019, and literally like 3-4 months later, COVID happened. And we shut down. So we shut down for like 3 months, and nothing's harder than that. Yeah. But I think owning a business, it's all the hats that you wear. Like this morning, I was an electrician. I was, yesterday at the farmer's market, I was directing traffic. And you know, doing the HR stuff. It's a lot with payroll. And sometimes I just really just want to just do dentistry.
Yeah.
So that's probably the most challenging.
Yeah. That's what a lot of small business owners say too, is like you go into that field that you love because you love it, but then you end up doing so many other things other than what you love to do. But that's part of the business.
Yeah. It's wearing all those other hats. And some of that's fun and challenging, but as you said, sometimes, you know, as your day goes on and you're like, I just want to do what I signed up to do.
100%. Yeah. 100%. You know, it's tough because you're asked so many questions too. It's like you go outside and all the construction people are like, where do you want this outlet?
Right.
Where do you want this to be? And it's like, I have no idea. I just want to do dentistry sometimes.
Yeah. Which leads into the next question. You recently gave me and Kim a tour of your new building. So do you want to talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're all super excited about it. We've outgrown our building and it was time, you know, I've got a long career ahead of me. So it was time to do something a little bit more modern. Gives us an ability to do good dentistry. Especially for the future. There's a lot of changes in dentistry, and our building currently just couldn't handle it. So I think the new building is going to be state-of-the-art. It's going to be just a better patient experience for our patients. It's going to be better dentistry. We're going to be able to diagnose more. We're going to have new x-ray systems that are like 3D x-rays. We're just going to have a better patient flow, too, and just an overall better experience for everyone. Patients and staff. I think that's nice.
Yeah, it was fun to see, you know, how you've set it up and how intentional you've been with the amenities that you've added for your staff. And I also love, it's been so fun to see this building come up, and the facade is very intentionally ADA. So mm-hmm.
Dixon Architecture did such a great job. Ken and Megan did a phenomenal job, and they stuck to what ADA was all about, that type of architecture and I think 1860s mm-hmm. Main Street architecture. They did a heck of a job, and I'm so happy with how it looks. And then our interior designer did such a great job. It's Colleen at Ray Design, and she really made the inside look homey and not like really sterile like a dental office, which is really important to me. Like the big windows, lighting. I mean, it's all it all gives patients comfort and kind of a homey feel instead of a sterile feel.
Yeah, because dentistry for us as patients is scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am not a fan, but
no, nobody should
who
be
is?
Fan.
I was going to say, who is?
Nobody should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're a fan, something's.
Yeah, right. Oh, what does that say about me? No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
Do you like the dentist?
I like having my teeth clean.
You do?
Yes. It feels great.
Yeah. Yeah. We need a psychiatrist on the show next.
Oh, goodness. And then I think what some people don't realize, too, is you're going to have a couple of tenant spaces upstairs, which is exciting.
Yeah, we will. So upstairs, there's going to be two tenants. Right now, there's going to be an interior designer. Her name is Kathy Waite. She's leased out an interior design studio. That spot looks awesome. So it'll be great having like two new businesses come into ADA. I'm super excited about that, but also having like just some maybe friends, I don't know, just some new people in our building.
Nice, close neighbors.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Again, it's just that interaction and having other people that you get to know and connect with and, you know, just building all those relationships.
100%. And it's good quality businesses, too, that are coming to ADA, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So what advice would you give somebody that's in high school or in college right now that's thinking about going into the dentistry practice? What advice would you give them to get them started?
I love dentistry, and I think I try to convince everyone to be a dentist. And I know it's not for everyone, but I think shadowing, you got to shadow a lot of dentists and a lot of different offices. You really have to like dentistry. I think the most important thing, I mean, you can train to prep a tooth. You can train to prep a crown or any of that stuff and removing a tooth. You can get trained on, but your heart has to be in it, and your heart has to be into helping people, because that's really the core of dentistry. If you like helping people, I think you're going to like dentistry a lot.
Do you want to touch a little bit, too, on when we did that tour, you talked about, like, more tech coming into the dentistry world. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to, like, it's hard to create a building and create an area where you're going to be practicing dentistry for 20 years. Like, 20 years ago, dentistry isn't the same as what it is now, and it's not going to be the same in 20 years. So we've kind of created a futuristic area where it's open to evolving, because right now a lot of things are going wireless. We're able to go impression free, so we'll not have any alginate impressions, all those goopy nasty impressions. We're doing like a three-dimensional lab where it's all computerized, all super super accurate. We're going to be able to mill our own crowns in-house, so patients can get those crowns in one day. We're getting a 3D printer, which allows us to get to make white splints, any appliance in that one day. It just gives us a lot more flexibility, a lot better patient care, mm-hmm. And then equipped us for the future, because I have no idea what dentistry is going to be like in 10 years.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking for that question, right? As these kids that are in high school or college right now, dentistry to them when they graduate is going to look completely different.
100%.
So it's nice to know that you're already thinking 5-10 years from now in the tech world.
Yeah, things are changing so fast. Isn't the right way x-rays are being taken changing also?
Yeah, I think it's really standard of care now. We still have the standard bite wing x-rays, the full set x-rays, but the x-ray machine that we're getting in our office gives us an ability to diagnose a little bit better. It's a three-dimensional x-ray. It's a cone beam CT. So any hard tissue infection, you're able to see it a lot more accurately and give a lot more accurate diagnosis, versus now it's like there's a lot of maybes. There's a lot of, and that doesn't sit well with me. I want to be able to diagnose properly for our patients, and that's kind of the investment we're willing to make.
Fantastic. All right, well, this is kind of where we start to shift gears a little bit. If you and your family were to spend your perfect day in Ada, what would you do?
Man, there's a lot. We've had a lot of perfect days in Ada, actually. But my son Cooper really likes to wake up early, so we probably wake up, this is a Saturday, I'm guessing.
It could be, right. Yeah.
Wake up, get some coffee either at Brody B's or the Pantry. They got great coffee. Cooper really likes the treats at the Pantry, so we're definitely getting banana bread there. And then we're going to go to the park, probably go to Legacy Park for a little bit, play on the slides, that type of stuff. He likes to go down to the auditorium. He thinks there's like a troll where that drainage ditch is down there. So we go see the troll, say hi to the troll. And then for lunch, I'd probably go to O'Brien's. But every time I have lunch at O'Brien's, it's like that's like my only meal of the day.
Yeah.
It's so good. But you know, it's a make-believe day, right? So I'm still hungry for dinner. And I definitely have mirth. My wife and I like to go get mirth. We split a pizza and a salad there. Everything at mirth is good.
Yeah.
And of course, my wife is pregnant at this time, I'm guessing. So, we're definitely going to Scoopers for a dessert. She loves it there. It's her favorite spot.
Love it. Sounds like a great Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday. Yeah.
It's a good day.
Yeah. How can people stay connected to you, to your office?
We've got social media where you can follow us on Facebook or Instagram. We don't have a TikTok yet. I don't know if we'll ever have one of those. But they can also, like, as we open our new office, more than welcome to stop by, get a tour from one of our team members. You know, I'll pop in, get to know you a little bit. But yeah, stopping by is probably the best way, actually.
Excellent. Is there anything else you'd like to share about yourself or Ada Family Dentistry?
No, I think we're just getting really excited. It's a busy time. We've got a baby on the way, and then we're just getting really excited. Our office is closing October 27th, and then we'll reopen in the new building November 5th. So we have a day planned. So, I mean, it's pretty cool.
Here.
It's real. Yeah.
Very exciting.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Sammy. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Kim, should we jump in the fast five?
Let's do it.
Okay, number one, sidewalk and tent sales in Ada are happening August 22nd and 23rd. These are the best sales of the year, so definitely come shop the retail stores while you're at it. Grab some lunch. It's a fun, kind of everybody just kind of hangs out and shops. It's really fun.
Yeah, and you get those wonderful deals.
Yeah.
All right. The Blue House Art Square project is now open in Ada. Located behind Brody's Bee Cafe, there are five charming art sheds featuring the creative work of both established and emerging artists. They're open on Tuesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Check out their new Facebook page or Instagram for more information.
All right, Ada Hotel, Ricks, and The Post are turning one on August 23rd. They are hosting an event called Mimosas and Milestones. It will be really cool to see them fold back into history of the old Ada Hotel and then celebrate their first birthday. So definitely get reservations on that at Open Table and join for brunch at Ricks.
The Friends of the Amy Van Andel Library is hosting their annual fall social on September 8th. You'll enjoy an evening of light appetizers, prize drawings, and a special author visit. Space is limited, so make sure you go on their Facebook page and link over to reserve your spot. It will be a lovely evening in the courtyard at the library.
All right, Fall Women's Night is happening in Ada Village on September 11th. We are super excited to just have everybody down here. We're doing free headshots at the Ada Hotel. It's going to be such a fun event. All the different retail stores do something fun. The restaurants will sometimes have custom cocktails, you know, like happy hour deals. So definitely come out 6 to 9 p.m.
All right, if you want to keep up with what's happening in Ada, learn about the businesses, and participate in our upcoming events, follow Discover Ada and the ABA on social media, and subscribe to this podcast.
And as always, thanks for listening. I'll try to keep up.